This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. White House is tweeting about new court documents surrounding the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and two former Trump associates who struck plea deals in exchange for their cooperation. We get more now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The papers surround the president's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, both accused of having more contacts with Russian associates than they first let on. Prosecutors allege Manafort lied about contacts with a Russian intermediary and contacts about Trump administration officials, claiming that he has breached his deal for a lighter sentence on two felony counts. In sentencing papers for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, prosecutors allege he was fielding outreach from Russians who wanted synergy with the Trump campaign as early as 2015. Soon after that court filing was made public, Trump tweeted out, "Totally clears the president." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Canadian prosecutor urged a court to deny bail to a Chinese executive at the heart of a case that's shaking up the U.S.-China relations. Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of telecommunications giant Huawei and daughter of its founder, was detained at the request of the U.S. during a layover in Canada. Same day that President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping of China agreed to a 90-day ceasefire in their trade war that threatens to dispute global commerce. Fears the Huawei case might spark renewed U.S.-China trade hostilities that rattled financial markets. Top Democrat in the U.S. Intelligence Committee, in the Senate that is, Mark Warner warns that the U.S. is being outgunned in cyberspace, already at a loss for competitive advantage to Russia and to China. This is VOA News.